Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists. Just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, the day off you never take.
Let's get into it. So yesterday at work, I got an email from HR. Subject line, use your annual leave, days expiring soon.
Oh, that email. I know that email. The one that makes you feel like you're wasting your life.
Right? I opened it. 13 days. 13 days of paid vacation just sitting there. And my first thought was, I don't have anything to use them on.
Wait, you have 13 days and you don't have anything?
Nothing. I opened my calendar. I scrolled through the whole year. January, nothing. March, empty. June, I'm already in June. No trip planned, no wedding to go to, no family event, no friends gathering, no this is worth a day off moment anywhere.
That's kind of sad, actually.
I know. So I closed the email. I clicked archive and I told myself I'd deal with it later.
Oh, the classic future Mia will handle this move.
Exactly. And then I realized I did the same thing last year and the year before that. Every June, HR sends the same email. I open it, feel a little guilty, tell myself I'll use them in the fall, and then fall comes and I'm too busy. So I tell myself, maybe December. And in December, I look at my balance, see 10 unused days, and think, well, it's too late now.
How many days did you lose last year?
10. 10 full days. I gave them back to the company.
10 days is 2 full work weeks. You worked 2 weeks for free.
That's a terrible way to put it, but you're right. 2 weeks of my life just returned. No refund, no exchange. Just gone.
And you got nothing in return?
Nothing. Not a single day of rest. Not one slow morning. Not one afternoon where I sat and watched the light move across the wall. Just 10 days that dissolved at midnight on December 31 like they never existed.
You know, I do the same thing. I checked my balance at the end of last year. 8 days unused. I was saving them. Saving them for what? I don't know. For something important, I guess. But important never came.
So we're both sitting on paid vacation days that we are too afraid to use.
I think afraid is the right word, but afraid of what exactly? What's the worst that would happen if I just took a day off?
I've been thinking about that a lot since yesterday. I think taking a day off feels like it needs a justification, a big one, a reason like I'm going on a trip or I have a family thing. Or I need to go to the hospital. Something official, something that makes it valid. But if you just say, I want a day off because I want a day off, that feels wrong. It feels like you're being lazy, like you're not serious.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's like I need permission from someone, but there's nobody to give me permission. The permission is already there. It's literally in my annual leave balance. I earned those days. They are part of my contract. They are mine.
But somewhere in my head, taking a day off without a plan feels like a waste. Like I should save it for a better moment, but that better moment never arrives. It's always next month or next season or when things calm down.
And things never calm down. You know that. Things at work do not calm down. One project ends, another starts. There's always a reason to postpone your rest.
Right. There's always a deadline, a meeting, a deliverable. I can't take Friday off because we have the quarterly review next week. And then next week becomes next month, and next month becomes December.
So we just keep saving them, and then they expire. And we feel stupid. But the next year, we do the exact same thing.
Like, it's a habit now, a bad habit of not using what's already ours.
It's a loop. We have the days. We want to use them, but we can't because the day never feels special enough, important enough, or justified enough.
But here's what I'm starting to think. What if a day off doesn't need to be special at all? What if it's enough to just stop for no reason with no plan?
You know, what you just said reminds me of someone at work, my colleague Anna.
The one who always looks calm, like she never rushes anywhere.
Exactly. Anna takes one Friday off every single month. Not for a trip, not for a wedding, not for anything you would call a good reason. Just a random Friday. She calls it her bonus Saturday.
A bonus Saturday. I like that.
On her bonus Fridays, she sleeps in. She has a slow breakfast with coffee and toast. Sometimes she reads a book on her balcony. Sometimes she takes a walk by the river near her place. Sometimes she just sits on the sofa and watches the afternoon light move across the wall. No plan, no agenda. No, I should do something productive with this day.
That sounds really nice, actually. Like, really nice.
I asked her once. I said, Anna, why Friday? Why not take a Monday or a Wednesday? And she said, because Friday feels like a present. Everyone else is working, and I'm not. It's a tiny secret that only I know about.
A tiny secret. I love that.
Then I asked her, but why not save your days for a whole week off? Wouldn't a week be better than one day? And she said something that really stuck with me. She said, I don't wait for a good reason to take a day off. The day off is the good reason.
The day off is the good reason. That's a completely different way of thinking. It's not, I have a reason, so I take the day. It's, I take the day, so now I have a reason.
Right. And here's the thing. Anna is the most productive person on our entire team. She never misses a deadline. She never looks tired in meetings. She never complains about being overwhelmed or having too much on her plate.
Because she never lets herself get to that point. She stops before she needs to stop.
Exactly. One day a month, one Friday. That's 12 extra days a year. And those 12 days keep her from ever needing a whole week off to recover from burnout.
It's like maintenance, you know, like a car. You don't wait for the engine to break down and then change the oil. You change the oil regularly so the engine never breaks.
That's exactly it. But most of us wait until we're completely exhausted, miserable, and unable to function. And then we take a week off. But that week isn't real rest. It's damage control. It's recovery. It's your body forcing you to stop because you wouldn't stop on your own.
While Anna's one Friday is real rest, she's not recovering from anything. She's just being, existing, enjoying a slow morning.
And you know what the best part is? She doesn't feel guilty about it either. I asked her, don't you feel like you're wasting a vacation day? And she laughed. She said, I earned this day. It's part of my salary. Not using it is like not cashing a check. Would you leave money on the table?
That's such a good sentence. Not using it is like not cashing a check.
After she told me that, I tried it. Last month, I took a random Wednesday off. No plan. No thing I needed to do. I just stayed home. I made a proper breakfast with eggs and toast. I watched a movie at 11 a.m. in my pajamas. I took a nap at 2 p.m. When I woke up, it was raining outside, and I just lay there listening to the rain.
How did that feel?
Honestly, amazing. When I went back to work on Thursday, I felt like I had been away for 3 days. Not one, 3 days. Because my brain actually stopped, not just scrolled on my phone in bed. Actually stopped.
So a random Wednesday gave you more rest than an entire weekend?
Yes, 100% yes. Because weekends are not real rest. Weekends are for grocery shopping, for laundry, for cleaning, for meal prep, for catching up on emails you didn't answer during the week, for all the errands you couldn't do because you were at work. A weekend is just unpaid work. But a random Wednesday? Wednesday has zero expectations. Wednesday owes nobody anything.
So here's what I'm thinking. Yesterday you said something about food. You said pick one dish, make one small swap. And I think we can do the exact same thing with our time off. Pick one day, keep it empty, make it yours. No plans, no guilt, just a day.
That's it. That's the whole thing. Pick one day, keep it empty.
Speaking of which, use it or lose it. That's a phrase a lot of companies use for vacation days, But actually, I realize this conversation is full of useful words that our listeners might want to learn.
Good idea. Let's go through them together.
Number one, vacation.
Vacation, noun, time off from work, usually for rest or travel. I have 13 days of vacation saved up, but I never use them. Isn't that sad?
It is sad. Number two, annual leave.
Annual leave, noun, paid time off that your company gives you every year. My company gives me 15 days of annual leave, and I need to use them before they expire.
Notice the word annual. It means every year. So annual leave is the time off you get each year. Number three, day off.
Day off, noun, a single day when you don't have to go to work. I took a random Wednesday as a day off, and it was the best decision I made all month.
So day off is just one day, not a whole vacation, just one day. Number four, expire.
Expire, verb, when something comes to an end and you can't use it anymore. My vacation days expire at the end of December. If I don't use them by then, I lose them completely.
Milk expires, bread expires, and apparently our vacation days expire too. That's why they always say, use it or lose it. Number five, recharge.
Recharge, verb, to get your energy back, like charging a phone battery. A slow morning with nothing planned helps me recharge after a busy week.
We say recharge for phones, but we can also say it for people. I need to recharge. That's a very common phrase. Number six, break.
Break, noun, a short pause or rest from work. I need a break, but I don't have time for a long vacation, maybe just one day off this week.
A break is shorter than a vacation. You can take a break for 5 minutes or a break for a whole day. Number seven, burnout.
Burnout, verb, when you become extremely tired from working too much without enough rest. If you never take a day off, you will eventually burn out. Your brain needs rest just like your body does.
Burnout is a really common problem in office jobs, and it's not easy to recover from. That's why Anna's one Friday a month strategy is so smart. Number eight, request off.
Request off, verb phrase, to officially ask your employer for time away from work. I requested this Friday off, and my manager approved it. It only took 2 minutes.
Most companies have a system where you submit a request, and your manager approves it. It's usually very simple. Number nine, use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it. This is a common English idiom. It means if you don't use something while you have it, you will lose the chance forever. With annual leave, it's use it or lose it, so pick a day before it's too late.
This phrase is used for all kinds of things, not just vacation days. Skills, opportunities, even food in your fridge. Use it or lose it. Number 10, waste.
Waste, verb or noun, to use something poorly or without good effect, or to not use something valuable at all. Taking a day off is never a waste of time. It's actually an investment in your health.
We often say, don't waste your vacation days. But actually, the real waste is not using them, not cashing that check like Anna said.
All right, real talk. So after everything we've said, why is it still so hard to take just one single day off?
I think it's because we were raised with the idea that rest has to be earned. You need a good reason. A doctor's appointment, a family event, a vacation that involves a plane ticket. But Anna's way of thinking changed something for me. The day off is the reason. The day itself is the event.
That is a good sentence. Let us build on that. What are some small things we can actually do?
Okay, here we go. 8 small things about the day off you never take.
Number one.
A day off does not need a big reason. You don't need a trip. You don't need a plan. You don't need a special occasion. The day off is the special occasion. You just need a date on the calendar. Pick one.
I think that's the hardest part. Giving yourself permission to take a day for no real reason.
Number two, pick one specific day this month. Open your calendar right now, not tomorrow, not later, and request it. Pick a Friday so it feels like a bonus weekend, or pick a Wednesday just to break the week in half.
That's a specific action. Open your calendar now, not, Think about it.
Exactly. Number three, you do not need a plan for your day off. An empty calendar is not a wasted day. The emptiness is the whole point. You wake up and you ask yourself, what do I feel like doing right now? Instead of what should I do?
That's the difference between being and doing. On a normal day off, we fill it with tasks. On Anna's bonus Friday, she just exists.
Number four, that phrase, use it or lose it. It's not a threat from your company to make you feel guilty. Think of it as a reminder. Your time is valuable. You earned it. So use it.
That's a much nicer way to see it. A reminder, not a threat.
Number five, a Friday off is a bonus Saturday. Imagine waking up on a Friday, realizing everyone else is getting ready for work, but you can stay in bed. That's a tiny joy. And tiny joys add up.
Waking up and realizing you have nowhere to be, that feeling is priceless.
Number six, your annual leave is literally part of your salary. You already paid for it with your work. Not using it is like not cashing a paycheck. Would you ever leave money on the table? No. So don't leave your days on the table either.
That's Anna's line again. Not using it is like not cashing a check. It really stays with you. It reframes the whole thing.
Number seven, one Friday a month equals 12 bonus Saturdays a year. Think about that. 12 extra days of just being no work, no emails, no meetings. That's not a big change. It's a tiny change that gives you a huge return. Like compound interest, but for your mental health instead of your bank account.
Compound interest for mental health. I like that analogy. One small deposit every month, and at the end of the year, you have 12 days of real rest.
Exactly. Number eight, burning out costs more than a day off. One day of rest now can save you 10 days of recovery later. Think of it as maintenance for your brain. You change the oil before the engine breaks. Right? You don't wait until your car is smoking on the highway. You just take it in for a check every few months.
But we do that with our cars. We do that with our computers. We update the software. We restart when it's slow. But we don't do that with ourselves.
That's the whole thing. We maintain everything around us, but we forget to maintain ourselves. And a day off, just one empty day, is the simplest form of maintenance there is.
That is eight. That is a really good list. I think I'm actually going to do it. I'm going to request a Friday off this week, maybe this Friday.
Do it right now. Open your calendar. Put in the request. It takes 2 minutes.
I will. I promise. One day, one empty day.
So here is my small thing for today. Pick one day. Keep it empty. That is a day well spent. All right. That's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.